This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you fear Scooble tomorrow? I don't. The biggest thing that happened last night was the Guardians' ability to remember that they could score runs. To score that run in the first inning was gigantic. Do I wish they would have got more? Yes. Do I wish they would have got more early on in the game? Yes. But it didn't matter because when it was all said and done, they got enough runs to win. And tell me you were like, wow, you couldn't believe the, you know what, out of the Guardians when they decided they were going to safety steal with a runner at third base. Like, I'm shocked, especially knowing that, well, there was only one out.
With the guy who hit a home run.
That's the other part of it, too. Yeah. I mean, that was Jake Taylor right there, right? Pointing to the outfield. That's the first thing I thought of. And I was like, I can't. It's safe. I was just like, oh, no. It's safe.
It was a what the are you doing, you genius? Like, it was just like one of those moments.
Because you know the phone lines would be packed right now if for some reason they didn't score.
Oh, gosh.
Tied, extra innings, loss. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't even want to be here today.
If that isn't proof of how results-based all of this stuff is, I give up. Because that is the knife's edge of it. If he was out in there, and then whatever was happening there, we would be screaming at Stephen Vogt right now and losing our minds.
I got to be honest. What are the analytics on that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what were the percentages? I can't believe that was a high percentage play.
Oh, no. I mean, analytical baseball would tell you to never bunt for an out. Like
bunting for an out.
Well, right. But that's, especially with a guy like David Fry, who's not exactly known for being fleet of foot. Like, if a Steven Kwan were to lay down a bunt, if Jose Ramirez were to lay down a bunt, if, you know, you could pick the guy from anywhere who is doing it so that he can leg it out because they're that fast. Lane Thomas, another great example. Because they're that fast that they're trying to get a single out of it. No one's going to complain. No, that's a great move. The whole idea of, you know, everybody calls it analytics. I don't even know if you consider it that. It's a really simple idea. I only have 27 outs. Why am I giving some away for free? That's the thought of it. I have 27 of these. Why am I handing you a free out?
So do you feel the same way on a sac fly?
No, because the ball is being hit in the air and no one's purposely trying to hit a sac fly to move the runner over. The idea of a sac fly is
you're trying to hit the ball up in the air to make sure that your guy scores.
Right, to get a run home.
Yeah.
But you're trying to hit the ball. When you hit the ball in the air, you're hitting it with some level of contact. You're not hitting it lightly. You know, basically saying, okay, I give myself up.
I think you're a little too hung up on this, but we can argue about this off the air. So, because I don't think anybody wants to hear us arguing
questions
on there. But, I look at Stephen Vogt, and again, 24 hours ago, what did you think? And then last night, what did you think? Because, you know, like we've said a zillion times before, everyone knows how to cook a steak, and everyone knows how to manage a baseball team.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobs.
Everybody knows it, right? They all do. Last night, I'm telling you, that was a team that was willing to take a chance to get that extra run in. And, I mean, seriously, all you had to do was hit a fly ball. The guy that just hit a home run, all he had to do was hit a fly ball, and you get the same result. But instead, you get this infusion of energy that you can carry with it, at least until the first inning of next game, to have the you-know-what to be able to steal home on that play. That was, to me, it was our attempted safety.
It was actually cool. Zach Meisel's piece back from August in The Athletic started circulating its way around again, which was he wrote this awesome piece about what's called guards ball and Stephen Vogt and what goes on in that clubhouse. It was a great job when he wrote it then, and it's starting to circulate around now after that game, because that was the full display of Cleveland Guardian baseball was during that game of, you know, hey, in this moment here, we're going to do something that's going to probably upset some people. And if it works, we're going to look like geniuses. And if it fails, oh well. But we're going to do it because we're going to keep putting pressure on the defense by hustling hard. We're going to keep putting the ball in play. We're going to keep making you have to work to get us out and work counts and all that kind of stuff. And while we may not be able to beat you all the time with the long ball, we're going to at least have enough power that you got to worry about it. That's what has made this team so much fun the entire year. And I feel like they didn't lose it. They just ran into some bad luck, and it caused some people to hop off the train. And I feel like last night was one of those where you got rewarded for the way that you've been playing, and everybody's back on the train again. And we're heading right down to a game five. I'm excited for this. And this may be an unpopular thought. No matter what happens on Saturday, this season is a success. No matter what happens on Saturday, in my mind, this is a win. You have won this season. That's it. Like, you made the playoffs when everybody counted you out. You went through the starting pitching injuries that you did. I mean, let's face it, for the first time in 12 years?
I got to be honest. I'm listening to this conversation, but I don't want to have it. It's a loser's mentality.
It's not a loser's mentality. It's
yeah,
the truth.
Why do I got to sit here and talk about the season was a success? Yeah, let me talk about the season being a success on Monday.
Hey, and I
why do
to
I care about this today on Friday?
Because the way that I'm laying this out is the way that they
no,
are
you're
playing
laying
baseball.
It out for if they lose, it's okay. I don't want them to lose.
I don't want them to lose either.
But I'm also saying if they make a major mistake and something goes haywire on Saturday and they get eliminated, that's going to be disappointment. The season might still be a success, and I'll worry about that on Sunday or Monday. But the bottom line is, this is the third time, nothing against you, third time I've heard somebody go, well, no, we're looking at the season, and no matter what, it's a success. Talk to me after the game on Saturday. Let's live for tomorrow, right? I don't want to sit here and dwell on the fact, I'm not preparing myself for them to lose. Yeah, it's been a good season. Want to make it a great season? Keep winning.
Yeah, I agree with you. What I'm saying throughout this entire thing is this, what they have built is not only great for this season, but what has been built is great for the future on top of it. And the arrow is pointing up, and that's the main part of this. And if it continues into an LCS against a Yankee team, let's go. Let's go. I'm in. Because, again, the arrow continues to point up. This game, I felt like in game four, there was a moment in game three where I think for some people the arrow was no longer pointing up. Game four pointed that arrow right back up again.
So I'm watching Yankees-Royals last night, and I'm like, Kansas City's playing this game like they kind of know they have house money and that they're just kind of floating along here.
Well, and they're just...
But the problem is that the Guardians aren't playing with house money. They're the number two seed in the American League. And we're expecting them to beat the wild card team. No matter what history is going to tell you over the last couple of years that, you run up against a hot team, stay hot. Oh, if I see one more Tigers stay hot banner. Please, can we show one more of those? Uncle, we get it. You know, the whole world's not rooting for the Tigers. But I don't want to be satisfied until this thing's over. I can look back at a week from now and say exactly what you said. I'm not doing that in the moment. I want to see where my feet are right now, and that's what I care about. And to sit here and start talking about successful season, unsuccessful, that'll be defined by what happens tomorrow what happens after that.
It's so funny because I look at that and it makes me happier. Like, no matter what happens, it puts a smile on my face. It doesn't put an end to the season. It doesn't put any sadness to it. It's like, this is awesome, and it's going to be awesome for a while. That's what that does to me. That's why I say it that way. Is it's not meant to be a slap in the face. It's meant to be, dude, this isn't a fluke. This is legit. And this is legit in an LCS, and this is legit in 2025. Let's freaking go. That's what it does to me.
Bill's in Parma. Bill, fire away, my friend.
What's happening, Bill?
Well, you know, as I said the day before, before the last game, what they should have done was this suicide squeeze with a left-handed starter that was the... You know, the Cy Young guy. And Fry was at the plate at that time. So I think they learned at that time you've got to do something in which at least put a run on the board. Now tomorrow, what they need to do is be aggressive. They've got Detroit a little bit on their back heels. Now they may bring out Scrubel.
Scrubel, yeah.
Yeah. They may bring him out, but he's only going to be pitching for four or five innings. And
I don't know. If he's hot and we can't hit him, they'll leave him in. He's the best pitcher in the game right now.
They're going to ride him like secretary.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Although their bullpen's been impressive. I mean, they've been impressive
But it's, you know,
especially
to show
for last month. But yeah, I mean,
outside of Vest,
but
Vest
so
is the only
so
one.
Is ours. Ours has too.
Yeah, unbelievable. But what I'm hoping is that they are aggressive yesterday. If they get anybody on against Grubel, they really make him field his position. They make these guys do things that they're uncomfortable doing. If you notice last night, that pitcher coming off, he literally wasn't sure what the heck he was supposed to do. There's a hesitation there. And I'll tell you what, Rocchio, who's fast, I kept saying, I saw it on replay, I kept waiting for Rocchio, and all of a sudden, here comes Rocchio. And I was thinking, did he miss the sign? Because that is not your – I mean, that was a little bit even closer than a safety squeeze. And so, I mean, a good suicide squeeze guy walks across home plate. And
on that last night, I don't know. I got to go back and compare it.
I mean, it's just a thought. But I just want him to put pressure tomorrow. I'd like to see him try to steal bases. I want him to get this guy off kilter. And hey, let's hope we win.
All righty, thank you.
Great team.
Thanks, Bill. Things like stealing third base when they're not watching, I love that stuff.
I do too. I mean, the amount of times we've seen this team take second base, the amount of time that we've seen this team go from first to third. I mean, it just, that's guards baseball. That's what that piece laid out oh so well, was like, hey, we're going to do everything we can to put pressure on everyone.
All right. Not that I really want to bring up this subject, but I'm going to when we come back. Look, if the Browns lose on Sunday, is it a fire sale on Monday? Is it a fire sale on Monday? All the names you know and love, if they lose to the Eagles on Sunday, is that happening? Is that where we are? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.